My father once told me the most important thing every man should know is what he would die for. Tana French. I've always had two things in the world that I loved above all else. My sister, Alana, and my best friend, Victor Kennedy. If anyone ever bothered to ask me, I would have said without hesitation that I would die for both of them. That was until my sister decided she loved Vic more than me, and my best friend chose her love over mine. If you think I sound bitter, you'd be right. My life has been one abject lesson in disappointment after another. First, my mum chose the highs of her manic episodes over the lows of staying medicated. Then, my father decided that loving his wife ranked higher than protecting his children. I survived all that with the Black Shamrocks MC and Vic by my side. The support of the club was my savior, while Vic was the even keel to my unbalanced ballast. With an equally fucked up childhood, I thought we'd have each other's backs forever. Turns out, I thought wrong. Vic went behind my back and stole my sister from me. Then I lost them both. But it was all good. I'd survived their betrayal because I still had the Black Shamrocks MC at my back. Until my ex dropped a bombshell in the shape of an 18-month-old toddler and turned my life on its head. She left my kid on the doorstep of a vacant house with a note and a bag of dirty clothes, then split for parts unknown. Now, I'm caught between my kid and the war brewing around my club. They say the measure of a man is how he reacts to power. It's the opposite for me. I'm about to discover how I react to having my heart exposed to the world. Because the most valuable thing in the world is no longer protecting my own ego. The most important thing to me has blonde hair and green eyes and calls me dad. Within seconds of meeting my son, I knew I'd kill for him. He was the only thing in this world that was solely mine. Mine to nurture. Mine to protect. Mine to love. And God help any fool who tried to stop me.